Hi, I'm Mindy McNeil. I am on location at Denver Voice, and I am speaking with Lando Allen. He is one of the Denver Voice vendors. Thank you so much, Lando, for taking time to speak with me today.
Hey, thank you.
How long have you been a vendor with Denver Voice?
Oh, nine.
Okay, so about a decade now. So, okay. So how did you end up hearing about the Denver Voice?
I was working, trying to, like, buy a house, and they needed people to, like, have their own taxes because I was going to do a rent-to-own. And I looked at it, and I was, like, working through the labor pool trying to, like, get it going and all that. The economy was bad, and they fired me for sleeping in my car.
You were homeless and working, but because you were sleeping in your car to provide yourself some shelter, you were let go from your position.
Yeah. It was not on their property. It was on the city streets, and a guy wanted me to move my car away from the area, and I was like, dude, I can't because my lights don't work. And he fired me that night.
Oh my gosh. Okay. You're in your car. Now you have no job, so that cuts your revenue stream. Did you go to a homeless shelter? Did you go to a different organization, or how did you end up here?
My friend from California told me about this job. And he's like, hey, I was like, dude, can you really make money from that? And he's like, yeah, I took his word for it. And I jumped into it. And I found out you can't make something work. You just got to work it right.
It feels and it seems like it's a way to help people get back on their feet. There's really no pressure of, you know, oh, you didn't do this today or that today. It's just basically you come in, you pick up your newspapers, you go out. How do you find the locations where you want to sell the newspapers?
That was hard. That was very hard to do because I got ran off of places. There's rules to, like, selling the Voice. So you can't really go inside a parking lot without asking or having permission to do things. I just walked around the city trying to sell. And then I found an area that I could, like, really sell at. I was like, okay, cool. The 16th Street Mall wasn't working that good.
Go back to 2009 for a moment. You were working at a job, but you were sleeping in your vehicle. So how did you end up going, I mean, you know, you're keeping a job, but how did you end up sleeping in your car?
I bought one and I was like, okay, I bought this and everything didn't work. And I was like, okay, I'm going to park it right here. I'm going to go hit the Liverpool every morning and, like, see if I could get things going. It didn't work out. You know, the economy was too slow. They was looking for excuses to fire people.
Where were you living at before you ended up in your vehicle?
I was living in Green Bay, Wisconsin. You know, I decided to come here. You know, I was working, trying to deal with St. Francis to see if I could get some housing. The lady acted real weird with me. And I was like, okay, wait a minute. I want to see if I could do this on my own. So I, like, picked up the phone book, started calling brokers, and I found a place that they rent a home to me for a low price. And I was like, okay, cool. I was like, look, here what I could do. I could afford, like, $600 a month. And it's like, I'll work with you if you could prove that you're paying taxes. So I did it. I went to the labor pool, but they fired me after, like, a couple of days, after a week or two.
So, okay, and for you, what's been the best thing for you about being part of the Denver Voice?
It just shows me that you could really do something on your own.
Great. Well, Lando, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me.
Thank you.